Two items on my agenda this morning, one has to do with Pine Town Sewer Extension redesign, and the other has to do with a change order for the new emergency operations center. Gary, you may recall in October of 2003, the county had gone out for bid for the Pine Town Extension and received only two bids, both very high. It was considered an unfavorable bidding climate, and other factors contributed to the lack of bidders. There were only two. And based on the recommendation of the engineering department, the council moved to reject both the bids. Value engineer the project and rebid it in a timely manner. Well, that time has come. Hopkins Pettyjohn subdivision, it's being approved just east of Pine Town, will allow Pine Town's wastewater to go in there without pumping by gravity. And so that'll save a pumping station and a force main from the original design. We have to redesign it, and seeing as George Miles and Bure was the consultant at that time for the county, has done most of the engineering already. We asked them for a proposal to do the redesign, and negotiated a price of $38,313 for that work, and the original one was $76,000.
The original one was
$76,000, and actually only expended $45,000 for that, so there was $31,000 left over in the budget for that work. So even though this cost is $38,000, the net increase is only about $7,000. That's what we're asking for approval of. So the engineering department recommends we go forward with this redesign modification of the contract. Also, there's so you know, there's a total of about $670,000 in federal grants, not loans, for this project.
So we need to move forward and keep moving, huh?
Pardon?
We need to keep moving forward on the project, I guess, so that we don't lose the grants and all that, and keep, because now it's certainly more beneficial than it was before.
Yes, yeah. Well, the longer it goes on, too, the more expensive it is because of the costs.
So we'll rebid the whole project again, I guess, and hopefully the bids might come getting to the point where they're reasonable now again.
Hopefully,
well,
yes.
The thought is that we've eliminated the pump station, so that saves
a huge money. That's cool.
It will be an easier construction too, because
right.
We don't have to go as far, and also the county will save the money of having to pump.
Be one less station Rodney has to worry about.
Yes, I have a motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering department that the county council authorizes its president to execute contract modification number 3 with George Miles and Bure LLC to perform consulting services for the redesign and contract administration of the Pine Town sewer system in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District for the not to exceed amount of $38,313, contingent upon approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.
Gentlemen, heard the motion. Aye, Lackey.
Nope. So moved.
Oh. Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Dukes. To approve the motion as read by Mr. Stewart. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Okay.
Hey, the second item is for the emergency operations center that's under construction. We have a change order number 1. Being built by Richard Y. Johnson, son of Lincoln, Delaware. And when we reviewed the design of the parking lots, the pavement thickness was found to be excessive for the expected traffic loads, except in the areas where the entrance and exits are. So we had recommended they reduce the pavement, total pavement thickness, over all the areas except entrance and exit. That's about 1.3 acres of paving. And Johnson and Son offered a total credit of $28,241 for the reduction in work and materials due to this change. And we decreased the total of the contract from 7.161 million to 7.133 million.
Motion?
What was the contract?
Pardon?
What was the contract, how thick was it to begin with?
It was 13 inches.
13 inches?
The pavement, including the subgrade, you know.
The crusher run and everything, right?
So what are you taking away, asphalt or crusher run?
Both.
So what's this, what's the asphalt gonna end up, how thick?
Believe it's 6 inches. Six, no, not six inches.
Three inches.
Right.
I think it's 6 inches.
Yeah, it's three inches of asphalt and the aggregate is 6 inches.
Right, easy.
Which is, that's kinda like normally we do, but. And I don't know why, you know, it was, we didn't design the pavement. Just taking a second look at it, we found that out.
A motion?
There'll be a credit to the, contract. Any other questions? Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the county architectural and engineering consultants, L.R. Kimball and Associates, and Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number one for contract, for county project number 04-02. Emergency operations center be approved in the amount of $28,241. Decreases the total contract sum from $7,161,420 to $7,133,179.
Hey, Mike, can we, we'll just use that to asphalt for a runway expansion, huh? Start, there's a little patch out there, huh?
Well, there's other things that.
We're gonna add some little nitpicky items, obviously, on the building. The good thing is we're mostly out of the ground without having any disasters. And that's what we're working on the airport site because of the soil condition. Once we get something out of the ground, we breathe a lot easier.
Yeah, that's right. Looks good out there so far. They're doing great. So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by, second, Mr. Dukes, to approve the change order number one for the EOC in neighbor of $28,241. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Let the record show Mr. Jones left the room. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote as yes. Rants, who's doing that today?
I've got them.
Okay, Mr. Baker.
Okay, the first one is from the Nemours Health and Prevention Services, associated with the Alfred I. DuPont Hospital for Children, and they're requesting funds for a health promotion program, which calls for better nutrition, more exercise throughout the county, and it's in collaboration with various community groups in Sussex County.
Mr. Phillips, Mr. Dukes, what are we doing? Vance?
I've got $2,500 in my youth activity available. Do I have anything left in my community?
No.
Okay, I got $2,500 from my youth activity, if that would qualify.
I think so. We can specify that it is in a youth.
Okay.
The money is to be used for youth portion of the program.
Mr. Dukes, do you have?
I got $2,500 in my community improvement fund. I'd take $2,500 from there.
So we have a total of $5,000, $2,500 from Mr. Phillips' youth activity, and $2,500 from Mr. Dukes' community reinvestment fund. Questions? Mm. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay, the next one is from an organization called the